News Radio KMAN, back with K-Man's In Focus. Today we're going to be visiting with the Meals Coordinator with the Riley County Senior Service Center, and her name is Molly Hesse. Molly, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am good for a Monday. It's, you know, and sometimes Mondays can be, you know, catch 22. You never know what you're going to get. But this has been a pretty good one.
Especially on a Monday like today.
When it's like, what, 100 degrees and you got to deliver meals? How fun is that?
Yeah, I think it'll be 101 today, so it's going to be pretty warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the meal program that you operate there out of the Riley County Senior Service Center, which is at 4th and Leavenworth. So you've, I know you serve a lot of folks, and especially over the last 18 months or so, it's become even a more valuable tool to help out folks in the community, Molly.
Yes, it has, especially with COVID, especially with all the shutdowns. We used to do a lot of dine-in for our seniors. We'd give them a lunch every day, and of course, that was not as health viable once all the COVID started happening, so we switched to a lot more delivery, and that's what we mostly do today. We feed about 150 seniors delivery-wise, Monday to Friday.
150?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the delivery, so you don't really have anything inside. So, wow, that's a lot of meals.
We have a small dine-in. We can fit maybe about 30 maximum right
okay.
now.
All right. Well, you know, what's a typical day like? What time do you get started cooking the meals and getting them boxed up and getting them out the doors to get to homes?
We start bright and early. So our head chef and assistant chef, which is April and Lindsay, they usually get in, I would say, 6 or 7 a.m., sometimes as early as 5, depending on what we're making that day. And they'll be cooking for hours. And I usually come in at 7, talk to them, say hi. Our cooler guys will start packing up our lunches around 9, and then we typically get them all out the door at 10:30. We'll deliver, and usually everybody has their lunch by noon.
Oh, well, that's pretty efficient, isn't it?
It is pretty efficient. We are mostly volunteer-based, so a lot of the backbone of this program is them, for sure. They're the ones getting the meals out, talking to the seniors, and making sure, you know, everybody is getting what they need.
There's quite a bit of coordination in that. And how does someone start if someone listening says, I want to have my meal delivered to me? What do they need to do in order to start that?
Well, you just have to call in. I've got an office number or an email. If you'd like those, but you just have to call in. It takes maybe 10, 15 minutes just to do a little assessment, which is mostly about your eating habits. As long as you're a senior over 60, you apply. We can sign you up no problem, and we can get you delivered as early as the next day.
Wow. I just turned 60 yesterday, so now I qualify, huh?
You sure do. You sure
wow.
do. And I can even assess you right now if you wanted to sign up.
I think some of that information I'll try to keep private, not necessarily broadcast to the millions that are listening.
Oh, understandable.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Appreciate your understanding there. But so you just call in. What's that number?
So it's 785-587-2462.
Okay. All right. 587-2462. Now, you talk about
some... I'll get you straight to me. My name is Molly. Again, I'm the director. And it just takes about 15 minutes to get you signed up. And the only requirement, again, is being 60.
Okay. You talked about some of the and I don't know if it's eating habits or the nourishment requirements. Some people, you know, there are some foods that people cannot eat. How difficult is it to negotiate all those matters with what you're putting together for the meals?
It's actually surprisingly easy. We have a few seniors that, of course, have special diets. All of our meals now are senior-specific, so they're low-sodium. They're very balanced as far as protein and carbs go. And we do have a couple people that say can't eat pork or fish, and we'll give them a replacement meal. We almost always have something available if you can't eat what we're eating currently. So we try to work with anybody who has any special diets, for sure.
Do you have these meals available every weekday?
We do, yeah, Monday to Friday.
Monday through Friday. And is there a special effort, if I recall correctly, that you do with regard to weekend meals?
Yes. So on Thursdays, we will send out an additional 2 frozen meals. It's a full meal. You get your meat, carb, protein, what you would normally get Monday to Friday. You just get 2 extras on Thursdays to tie you over on the weekends or weeknights. you need any extra meals.
Okay. What's the most popular meals you serve?
Oh, chicken fried steak for sure. That one is a popular. We've always got a dining room full when we have that one. And then surprisingly, our spaghetti here is amazing.
Spaghetti? You're talking my language.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Do you have them like on a regular basis? Like you have chicken fried steak on one particular day of the week?
We don't. I would say we kind of usually have them on a Friday just to celebrate. But what we do have is a menu on our website, and it's also sent out to anybody. So if you have a meal that you're keeping an eye out for, we'll definitely let you know about it.
What's the website?
It is. You can go to RileyCountySeniorCenter.com. Or if you just Google that, it should get you to our main page.
RileyCountySeniorCenter.com. Okay.
Let me double check that, actually.
It's kind of important to make sure that we get all that right.
The right spot. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you'll also find on our website all of the events that the Senior Center does, like our bunco or poker.
I did a little trivia deal here with you guys, last February, if I recall, something like that.
Oh, did you? How'd you do?
I did fine. All those that attended enjoyed it. Was that last year? Was that last year or is it last February? I don't recall. But
it was a wild year.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was just last February. I definitely lied to you. The website you want to go to is seniorservicecenter.org.
SeniorServiceCenter.org.
Yes, and that'll get you to the Riley County Senior Center page, which has our meal info and our event info as well.
Okay, and once again, the phone number 587-2462. We're visiting with Molly Hesse, who is the meals coordinator for the Riley County Senior Service Center. It's an extremely valuable aspect to making sure that a lot of folks get a good balanced meal. Molly, let's talk about some other things that are a challenge, and that is getting those meals out, getting them delivered. I understand you've had some shortages of people to make those deliveries.
We have, and that's, I would say, another thing that we can unfortunately blame on COVID. So we have a small requirement, which is just being vaccinated. So it's very easy to volunteer if you would like to, but currently we have 16 routes that go out for delivery, so I need 16 volunteers every day. And if anybody's been listening to the news, we do have that labor shortage as well. So it's a good crew. The people I have are amazing. Again, this is a volunteer. They're the backbones of this program, sending out these meals. So they're a great help, but I could definitely always use more.
Are there any particular requirements that you request of your drivers?
There are not, other than if you have both vaccines, that's all we require. And then we do mask up at the senior center just because we are, of course, working with seniors and it is a hot spot for Riley County. But a mask and your vaccines are all you need.
That sounds pretty simple. And same number in order to get lined up to be a volunteer driver?
Yeah, same number, same person. You'll talk straight to me. I'll let you know what we do here, and then see if that's something you're interested in for delivery. That really, you'll show up at the senior center around 10:30. You'll deliver your route, which maybe takes at most an hour. You might go from anywhere from 7 to 10 stops. You'll drop off the meal, say hi if anyone's home, and you'll just return to the senior center usually around 11:30 or 12, and you're done for the day.
And use your own vehicle.
Yes, you do. And we do also reimburse for gas if you would like us to.
That's important with gas, the price it is.
It is, especially.
Molly, anything else that you'd like to add about the meals delivery that you do?
Well, other than I'd love to just on air thank my head chef. She's amazing. She is the backbone of the kitchen. She cooks those meals like nobody else. Her and Lindsay, her assistant, are incredible. And I'd just like to thank all the volunteers that I have currently and anybody interested in signing up, because, again, you guys are the backbone of this program, and I thank you all for all of your work and all of your time as well.
Well, it's always good to pat a few backs when you get the opportunity to do so. So well done.
Absolutely.
Delight to have you on the phone. Thanks for joining us here this morning on K-Man's In Focus, Molly.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave.
And I'm sure we'll visit again sometime soon, or at least Brandon will. So.
Okay, I hope so.
Molly Hesse with the Riley County Senior Service Center joining us on K-Man's In Focus.